Tonight's episode is brought to you by Nakatomi Tower. Looking for a place to host your next holiday party? Look no further than Nakatomi Tower.
We at Nakatomi Tower are not responsible for any damage or death that may occur due to potential terrorist attacks. But don't worry, it was just that one time. It probably won't happen again.
So, you may want to re-record this, and you may want to just leave this in. It's Nakatomi Plaza, man.
Is it Plaza?
Yeah, it's fucking Nakatomi Plaza.
I wrote Tower. I sent you guys Tower.
Yeah, but you know, first of all, he doesn't read the show notes. He didn't even show up on Sunday, so he sure as shit wasn't the read show notes. That's true. And then I was so upset that he wasn't showing up that I wasn't going to read the show notes. Okay, so
let's try that again. What's up, everybody, and welcome to episode number 48 of With My Next Pick, the show where we draft a random topic and let you guys vote to decide who you think picked the best team. I'm your host, Topa, and since I can't draft alone, I brought, well, just one idiot with me today. Kevin.
You can't draft alone. You actually should do a Topa one man show draft podcast.
I'd probably still find a way to lose.
That's true. You would do a one man show, and then people would write in Ronnie and Kyle and the Laps fan to pass you.
I know. It's impressive. Our guests in season two were much better. They actually got a couple W's.
I think all three times the guests have joined us.
The only guest that sucked was Nate, right? Nate was terrible.
Oh, Nate was. I forgot about Nate. The one guy whose idea it was by far the worst.
He wasted all of his good ideas coming up with the audience invasion. He had no more ideas.
You know what the problem is? We wasted the good surprise on Nate. That's it.
That's right. Big time.
Just like in Big Daddy, we waste the good surprise on Nate.
Well,
so yes, it is just the two of us. Oh, go ahead. I cut you off.
I was going to say, as you guys can probably tell, Justin was not here for our Monday episode. We had a special guest. Justin is not here today. He did send us a list of picks, though. We'll get into that later. But we started this podcast as a three-man job, and it kind of seemed like more of a two-man job a lot of the time. And so we had to make certain decisions, and that's what we did. Kevin will elaborate on that a little bit more.
Yeah, I didn't have a script,
and you know that I cannot go off a script. It's a miracle I got that much out.
Yes. It was, creative differences. We are like the Beatles. We are, all
some of
big egos. All of us are, some of us are more valuable than others. So Topa, you are the fifth drummer by far. That's what you are. Nice. You are the fifth Beatle.
I heard he went on to do great things.
Justin is at least Ringo. I'll give him Ringo. And then
Justin would be more John Lennon, because John Lennon was kind of a dick. And he went solo. He went solo the first one.
So in all seriousness, we are no longer going to be a three-man show. We're actually not going to be a show for much longer. We started this. This was, I think, technically Chris Topa's idea.
My idea.
But Justin was absolutely a big contributor to the idea. So, and it absolutely was on board with us early. A lot of our fans today are Justin's friends. That's how it started. So it isn't working. It hasn't worked internally. You guys might not see it on the outside, but there was constant internal strife and people got things going on. We understand that. We're not trying to bash Justin or anything like that. I had things going on. Topa had things going on. It becomes a lot to do this podcast consistently. And that
Especially,
was the real
yeah,
issue.
Twice a week, consistency. And yeah, like you're about to say, that was the issue. It's we get that it's difficult, but sometimes we weren't super happy with the effort.
Yeah, and it's I will say it's not easy working with me. We'll say it like that.
It's damn near impossible.
It wouldn't be the first time that people have needed to get the fuck away from me instead of continuing to work with me. So we get it. We understand it. Again, Justin's still our friend. Nothing's changing there. He's, I think, still going to be in the group. But we aren't going to be with my next pick anymore or for much longer. We are going to round us out at 50 episodes. That's the idea. This came out of the pandemic. It's not going to be the same without Justin. So right now we're going to do a two-man show today. We're going to give two more episodes after this. We're going to do two next week that are going to finish out the With My Next Pick podcast season time frame, whatever. And we know the fans are going to hear from we're going to hear from the fans wanting us to maybe continue or say, get the hell out. This is Justin's show anyways. We like him better. Who the hell knows what the fans are going to say?
Justin Love With My Next Pick part deux. With Nate and I don't know, Jake Edge or something, and they'll do their own whole new show.
And if God, you know what? That's the case. I wouldn't put it past Justin to be a spiteful little bitch and do his own little show to get back at us. And he'll call it, oh my God, what if he joins forces with Ian? I just realized.
No, Justin wouldn't do that.
Justin's a good guy. He would not pull an Ian.
He would never pull an Ian.
So fans, three more episodes. That's what you get. You get three more episodes. You've got 50 episodes that you can listen to. But you get three more episodes, and Tope and I are going to bring it for these last three.
That's right. They're
going to
be
good.
Well,
let me take it back. We're going to attempt, but it's very clear that we're not as good at picking as maybe Justin was.
We might be entertaining, but our lists will probably not be very good.
You know what it is, Tope? I think we're jealous. He picked better than us.
He did. He figured out very early how to pander, and it worked. And as much as I hated him for it, he wasn't wrong.
I mean,
I'm just jealous that I didn't think of it.
He just, you know, Kyle said it. The kid knows more young kids than we could ever hope to imagine. Like, fucking damn. Guy is a beast. He knows more young people than R. Kelly. Fuck it.
Well,
is that too soon?
Now that Justin's going to be on a list, I think we should probably move on.
Might have to edit that part out.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, true story though. This is why I love Justin and always will love Justin. I was at a Thanksgiving party. Justin actually brought me, invited me to his friend's house for Thanksgiving party. And we're sitting there drinking, having a great fucking night. And then we're flipping through, we're bored. We put on music videos. And we stopped at R. Kelly's Trapped in the Closet. And Justin knew the words to like the first 10 fucking ones. I couldn't believe it.
It does not surprise me.
We're just sitting there. He's just rapping along to this freaking thing. And I'm like, how many times did you watch Trapped in the Closet that you knew the words? And he remembered when the little midget popped out. Oh man. So yeah.
Justin's good people. This is no hard feelings. It's just like you said, Kevin sucks. It's so hard to work with Kevin.
This is true.
So I get
Tope would have quit too, but since he has to live with me, he figured
I might as well try to do something with him.
So last episode, let's get away from this sadness. I got a frog in my throat.
Oh, he's tearing up, folks.
Last episode. What the fuck happened? How the hell? First of all, I'll say this. Fans, if you liked the episode, you're welcome, because I spent so much time editing.
That was the funniest episode, I think. And I bet you 90% of the funny stuff got cut out because it was inappropriate. For those of you that don't know, Kyle is one of my longest best friends. And he, as Kevin said on the episode, he brings out the worst in me. He really does. My wife hates him. Hates him so much. And she said, she was like, as much as I hate to say this, she was like, your banter with Kyle was hilarious. She was like, but he just never stops swearing.
Oh, God. I couldn't believe it. Like, oh, man. So 90s Court hit us up, thanking us for the side swipe shout out.
Backhand compliment.
Lisa cracked me up because she said, and I quote, the bathroom was 100% the funniest thing. And I couldn't disagree with that. When he just decided to drop the mic and go pee and then unplug the headphones so he could hear us while he's peeing.
I knew I'd be the subject of funny jokes, he says.
So it was chaos to
edit. It was an experience for sure.
But it was a ton of fun to do. Even I will admit it, after I'm working on like 8 hours of sleep the last 2 days, I don't even care because it was freaking hysterical. He won, and I don't really know how he won.
Just like everything else I've ever done with Kyle, it was chaos while it was happening, but it was a great time. And you probably regret it the next day.
It's kind of like every Topa Conquest in high school. Huh?
I play the fifth.
Yeah. No, it's true. It's true. It's damn true. So yes, Kyle won. He won on Twitter and on Facebook. He kicked our butts on Facebook. What the hell put him over? Was it Hocus Pocus?
I think it was Hocus Pocus, and apparently people love Nightmare Before Christmas. I think it's dumb and I hate it, but other people apparently love it.
Yeah. I do think it was Nightmare Before Christmas. I'm not sure how, but good on him. So yes, Topa, good. Thank God that you have two wins, because you have three guests who are creeping up on you right now at this point.
That's all right. I have three more episodes. I think if I win all three, I pass you for this season.
You do. I just need one. I just need one of these. And Topa, I mean, I'm not to put pressure on you, but like, if you tank, then I pass Justin.
Ooh.
So, you know.
Weird. Ooh. I mean, I think if I try to tank, I'll probably win.
So, well, he did send us a list today. So he did, for this topic, send us a list today.
I think it's going to be a good one. All right. Why don't we get to our promo? Tonight's episode is brought to you by Nakatomi Plaza. Looking for a place to host your next holiday party? Look no further than Nakatomi Plaza.
We at Nakatomi Plaza are not responsible for any damage or death that may occur due to potential terrorist attacks. But don't worry, it was just that one time. It probably won't happen again.
Nakatomi Plaza in L.A. So either we're doing something to do with action heroes or action movies or great U.S. city landmarks.
Or option C. We were going to do action movie heroes. I came up with this great promo, and then we changed the topic. And I said, you know what? I'm not writing a new promo. I already got one.
So, well, you know, I hope people enjoy that promo, because they're going to be dead. They're going to be very confused at what we're doing for a topic.
Big time. Well, our topic, now that you mention it.
This is fun for me, because you have to do all the reading now.
I know, I have to do all the work, basically. This is kind of like how you feel after the episode when you do all the work.
Yes.
I have to do the work around. So the topic tonight is the best international cities to visit. And before we get started, I'm probably going to pick at least one country. And we're going to have to just deal with that.
What? How is that acceptable?
Well, because I'm moving, so I've been packing. Well, I haven't been.
I'm moving too.
I just got home from work late, ate steak with my bare hands like an animal.
You did eat steak with bare hands.
So now I'm ready to go. I've decided that I get to pick the order. and I've decided that because I had more votes than you on the Halloween episode.
All right. I can respect that. I can respect that.
I'm going to let you go first.
Oh, fudge.
And then I'm going to go
third.
Justin goes second. And then I'm going to go third.
Okay.
Do you have any rules aside from the fact that you can't pick a country? Countries? I'm using countries.
You can't pick a country.
I'm going to use countries.
Oh, no. We have no tiebreaker. My rules don't have to mean anything now. Damn it.
Your rules haven't meant anything since the first episode, so it doesn't really matter.
That's so true. My favorite times of this show was when you two would know that a shitty rule was coming, and I would just get the smile behind my rule. Just know.
Smile behind my rule.
Yes. I feel like a Catholic priest, right? Just, no. No.
Just raise my eyebrows like, I want to see where this one's going.
What I really truly meant to say, not Catholic priest, that was just a slip of the tongue. I meant to say Catholic nun, because the ruler. Like, that's what that was where I was going with that. Uh-huh.
You want to try that again?
No, that shit's staying in there. I'm not doing any editing. There's going to be no editing. There's going to be sound quality checks, and that's it. This thing's going out as is.
Oh, damn it. I mean, my promo's going to be in there twice.
Well, your promo's... So here's what's going to end up happening. I'll be dead honest. Your promo will only be in that spot once, but I'm almost positive that that's our show open, the messed up promo. I'm almost positive that's what it is.
I like that.
All right, so I got the first pick overall in this draft of hell. Because, I mean, there are so few cities internationally.
Yeah, there's barely any.
So first pick overall, a lot of pressure. I don't know where Justin is or Topher picking. So let me take Venice with my first pick.
Venice.
I don't think that was on Topa's list because Topa shared his list with me. And I'm going off the top of my head because I'm so broken. I broke my algorithm, Christopher.
Oh, my goodness.
I was so angry that I took it over my knee and snapped it. You know, algorithms don't go in computers, but like I can snap
it. Didn't really do you very good.
No. So. Neither does English, apparently, for you. So.
Yeah, well, English is not my first language. My first language is the language of love.
Oh God, we are not gonna get through. We're gonna get canceled. We're a free podcast and we're gonna get canceled.
Apple's gonna be like, yeah, you guys can't put this on here anymore.
No, that's it.
Venice was on my list, by the way.
Justin's first pick, I'm looking at it now. It is Manitoba, Canada.
Manitoba, okay. Huh? That's an interesting. Chris Jericho is from Manitoba.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, and I hear that it's nice during the winter, and...
I think that's 100% untrue, actually, is that it's probably very not nice during the winter, what with it being very cold in Western Canada.
You know what? Maybe Justin's trying to let us catch up. He's going to throw away his first-round pick and then go from there.
That's smart. It's actually a good strategy. I'm going to take Paris with my first pick.
Paris? You've never even been to Paris.
No shit, that's why I picked it. I'm not gonna pick things I've already done.
Name me three things in Paris.
Eiffel Tower. The Louvre.
That's not how it's pronounced.
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
The Louvre.
That's not right either, but it's just the Louvre. But continue.
And the French.
Okay, all right, you got me.
Those are three Parisian things.
Those are three Parisian things.
And then with my second selection.
You didn't take the arch. You didn't take the circle
jerk.
If
you asked for four, I would have given you the arch.
Oh, all right. What about Notre Dame?
Too many hunchbacks. With my second pick, I'm actually going to take a place I actually have been already. Mostly because I think you might take it. I'm going to take Rome.
I'm not going to take Rome after just taking Venice, which is the better version
Maybe
of Rome.
You just want to be in Italy. Venice stinks.
Venice
literally
is...
stinks. It literally smells in Venice.
It has water.
Yeah, it's got standing water. It smells terrible.
Well, Spider-Man made it look cool.
Disclaimer, I have no idea if Venice smells bad. I would just assume place with all that water can't possibly smell good.
That's probably true. I don't disagree.
Rome's super cool. There's a ton of cool stuff to do there. The food's great, obviously. You can see the Colosseum. I went to Rome, loved every second of it, so I picked Rome. Which means it's Justin's second pick. Do you have his list, or do you want me to...
No, I think this is... I think you picked this one.
All right, with Justin's second selection, he took Siberia? That's a weird one.
Siberia. Is that, hold on, does that count? That's not a city. Damn it, Topa. This is what happens when you don't allow my rules.
See?
He can get Siberia.
It's a good thing Justin was able to not use the rules because he gave us Siberia. It's a weird choice. He's big on, it sounds like a cold theme here on his list.
Yeah.
Manitoba and Siberia. Interesting.
You know what? In fairness, it's been pretty warm, so maybe Justin's just trying to get some colder weather. And plus, with global warming happening, these places may not be that cold anymore.
He might be the first, if he gets to be the first one in to Siberia before it all melts, and then it's nice out, he'll be able to stake a nice set of land.
Oh, that's smart. You think that's what it is? And maybe he can see Sarah Palin.
He can see her house from there, yeah.
All right, my second pick. I'm going to take... I know I can get this one last, so I'm not going to take that one. Give me London. I went to London.
From London.
Well, don't do that. Remember, we talked about this. You can't do accents. I'm from London. Oi.
You make me sound like I was literally born there compared to you.
I was making fun of you. That's all that was.
Hello,
was
Bulbit.
Hello, Bulbit. Hello.
You sound like Mrs. Doubtfire. Guys,
hello.
This is something that somehow has not come up through 48 episodes. Kevin does, he always talks shit about my accents. You know why he never does any? Because they're all terrible.
Nah,
they're all high-pitched
true.
In that weird voice he was just doing.
No
I'm
way.
From Jamaica! Like
I'm from Jamaica, man.
That's terrible. It's one of the worst I've ever heard. All the time.
I'm not that bad at accents. Give me another one to try.
Australia.
Oisi, mate.
Oisi, g'day,
mate. I got a crocodile here, mate.
A dingo ate my baby, mate.
Dingo baby, mate.
Oh, it's terrible. It's one of the worst I've ever heard.
All right. So London, I went earlier this year. Loved it. Spur of the moment trip. That's how great it is to be Kevin. I booked my flight literally an hour and a half before my flight took off to London.
I didn't even know you were going. I don't think I even knew you were going.
Nobody did. Nope. I came back and my parents were pissed that I didn't tell them. I was like, you know,
hey, Kevin, where you been? Ah, London. Like, all right, cool.
All right. My next pick. I'm going to take a place, another place that I've been, but a place I want to go back very badly. And almost every college kid wants to go, so I probably just locked up all of Justin's teeny boppers. Give me Cancun.
Cancun.
Love the Cancun.
That's a boring Cancuna. Pick, I think.
That's not that boring. It's a like beautiful place. It's just
like a resort town. You go to any resort town, you go to Cancun.
Christopher, I know that there's a resort pick on yours coming up soon, so don't even come at me with Cancun.
You don't know anything about my list. I got a great list.
Yeah, I like Cancun. That's not a bad pick. All right, Justin's pick. Justin is taking Bangkok, and in parentheses he wrote hee hee cock. So that's it. That's Justin for you.
That's a real Justin pick. Yeah.
Yeah, Bangkok.
I can't say I'm surprised.
I never want to go to Bangkok. I think Hangover 2 handled that for me. The worst place on earth. I'm good.
What was it, American Pie 2? What's the capital of Taiwan? Bangkok. And they punch each other in the balls.
I don't remember that, but sure.
I think it was American Pie 2. It was one of the ones before they got to like American Pie Wedding or some shit. All right. Well, it's my third pick. I'm going to take Amsterdam.
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 What country was that in?
Netherlands.
Oh, damn it. You were so close. I thought you were going to screw that up.
It's always the Dutch, Kevin. As a big fan of the Dutch, I love Amsterdam.
Yeah, I'll never understand where this random Dutch obsession came from.
I'll tell you, you know what? We got time. It's only two of us. I got plenty of time for a story. World Cup. I want to say it was 2012. Nope.
10?
10. Must have been 10 then.
10. 10 or 6.
It was 10. I was with Chris Abaraya, one of my best friends. He's a big Brazil guy. And I was like, fuck that. I'm not, Kevin, you know me well enough to know I will never root for the team that you root for unless I already had a undying allegiance to it. So I looked at the bracket and I said, I don't want to be Brazil. I don't want to be Portugal. I was like, what's that stupid team? The Dutch. And I chose Netherlands. And that year they actually made a miracle run to the final.
They lost to France in the final, I think? Spain, that's what it was. Spain.
Extra time. Ruined my entire summer. But ever since then, it's always been the Dutch, and I love the Dutch. Last World Cup, it had to be Belgium because the Dutch didn't make it, but that's okay.
It's all right. United States didn't make it either, so there's plenty of shit.
That's another reason to go with the Dutch. And then with my fourth pick, I'm taking Iceland.
You can't take a country.
Justin took a country.
What country did he take?
He took Siberia.
Siberia is not a country. It's part of Russia.
I'm taking.
He took a state.
I'm taking Rinky Dink. Rinky Dink, Iceland.
It's not Rinky Dink. It's Rinky Vik.
Rinky Vik. I'm taking Rinky Vik, Iceland. It's beautiful. You can see the northern lights from there.
You don't even know what it is.
Aurora Borealis.
Can you actually see Aurora Borealis from there? I can't say it.
Yeah.
Is it actually Rinky Vink? God, that'd be so funny if I convinced you that it was Rinky Vink.
Did you not know that? I thought you knew that.
So I'm pretty, like, you know, it's
definitely
me.
Not
like,
pronounced Rinky Vink because that's ridiculous.
Well, how the hell do you spell it? I can't find it.
You have to use, like, special O's and stuff. I don't think it's not just, like, readily available.
You would think, like, just typing in Rinky Dink or Rinky Vink would get you, you know what, capital of Iceland.
I was just doing the same thing.
Capital.
This is good radio, folks. It's like it's Reykjavik.
Holy crap.
I don't know how the hell you would spell that. I can't even say it. Ray.
But that is Rinky Vink, by the way.
Kajavik. And that's where I want to go. Just because I can't say it doesn't mean I can't go there. The capital of Iceland. Iceland is awesome. I'm gonna go to Iceland.
Okay. And well, you can't go. All right. Thank you. I will damn it.
All right, Justin, Justin picked Atlantis? The lost city of Atlantis?
You know what? I'll give him this. That's actually not a bad pick. Because if you told me the honest truth, Topa, if I could go to any city, wouldn't you want to go to Atlantis? There's like gold and shit down there.
Yeah, but you get all pruny being in the water.
Well, I mean, it's, you know.
There is an Atlantis.
I'm in Bahamas. Sure,
in the Bahamas. But he was specific. He wrote Lost City of Atlantis. He did not just write Atlantis, Bahamas. He meant the Lost City. So that might be the best pick he's had so far, though.
Yes, you know what? Good on him.
As long as he doesn't pick like the Land of the Lost in the later rounds, I think it's okay.
I thought for sure he was going to pick like a city from space, you know, like a city from like Star Trek or something.
like New Earth or whatever the hell from Futurama.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
New York.
All right, my next two picks, 4 and 5. I really wish I had made a list, and I'm really, my knee hurts after breaking that algorithm, so like, that sucks. So, I'm going to take, I knew I wanted to take this as my last pick, but honestly, I need time to stall, so I'm going to take it now. Give me Abu Dhabi with my fourth round pick. That place is gorgeous.
The city of gold.
They've spent so, I don't think it's called that. That's El Dorado. That's El Dorado.
Oh, that, you know what? I was looking at Justin's list again.
So yes, I would like to go to Abu Dhabi. Just, if you ever like on the TikTok, because that's what I do all my time is on the TikTok.
Mm-hmm. I know.
There are videos of people going there, and like even going to Abu Dhabi is like nuts.
The so, camels there?
I think there are camels there.
Maybe I'll go.
What? You only will go for the camels?
If I'm going to do a desert country, I'm going on a camel.
I guess.
I don't give a shit. They probably have like, it's really, really rich there. They probably have like,
oh yeah,
Teslas like and
filthy,
like Ferraris and shit. And I'm just going to be walking, riding down Main Street on my camel. It's going to be dope.
Okay. I literally do not know how to respond.
On my way back from Rinky Dink, I'm going to hit up Abu Dhabi.
You're going to go way out of your way, but okay. All right. It works.
I couldn't afford a direct flight.
Actually, I think, am I wrong? Isn't the World Cup in like Kuwait and Abu Dhabi?
It's in Qatar.
Oh, it's Qatar. It's not. It's close, but it's not the same.
Not quite.
All right. My next pick. Give me Sydney, Australia.
Sydney, Australia.
Good day, mates.
You should have saved your accent. If I knew you were going to pick Sydney, I would have saved your accent.
Well, I was panicking. I couldn't remember. And then I remembered that Sydney's a good pick.
Perth's better.
Where the hell's Perth?
I don't know. It's in Australia.
I think you just made that up.
Queensland. You should have gone to Queensland. Oh, that's
no, Queensland. That's Queensland got. Oh, okay. Well, there you go. I was going to say it got burned down by the fires. Yeah, give me Sydney. It's got
the Opera House.
Sharks. And Nate went there with the Great Barrier Reef. And it's got the Opera House. I can't imagine in hell that I would go to the Opera House. Although, true story, I'm a better parent than Topa because I'm getting baby Peyton into classical music like Bach.
Yeah, she loves it.
Mm-hmm.
That was sarcasm, folks.
No, nobody knows how to read sarcasm.
Kevin's a better parent than me because I came home from work today and Kevin was on the couch, borderline asleep, mm-hmm. while Peyton was laying across his chest, miserable, not at all asleep. And that's pretty much their relationship. Kevin's like, exactly. I'll hold Peyton so she can take a nap. And then he takes a nap instead.
And she is miserable. If you had come home 5 minutes earlier, you would have seen my ears bleeding from the amount of screaming that was happening. So yeah,
she's not. She's weird. She's a fan sometimes, but other times she's just such a little jerk.
She's not a fan of me when I hold her. She's a fan of me every other time.
Yeah.
But she's not a fan of me holding her at all. Whatever.
And I'm not going to Sydney because I'm not going anywhere Nate's been.
Nate is basically Ian. He's our fan version of Ian.
Ian on it. I'm not going.
Yeah. Right, you know what? Things went downhill after Nate came on the show. Like that's what
true.
Happened.
That's true.
So that's on
Thanks
Nate.
Thanks a lot, Nate.
Justin's next pick. What do we have? Two more picks for Justin?
Two more picks for Justin. He starred, bolded, and italicized his last pick. So I got to make sure I keep that one.
Well, why don't you just take that now?
No, it's his last pick. He was very clear.
Okay. All right. So with his next pick, Justin picks Troy. The city of Troy, which I'm not sure ever really existed.
Like the,
but
like Troy, like the movie?
He wrote Troy, parentheses, Brad Pitt. That's what he wrote. So I don't know what you want from me. We all love Justin, but we know he's an idiot. So So he wrote Troy, parentheses, Brad Pitt, and then he put comma, Trojan horse. So I don't know what to do with that.
I'm impressed that he knew about the Trojan horse.
Yeah, you know what? He knows, because he knows about people coming out of animals' butts. That's a thing that he's
Googled. Ace Ventura 2 is his favorite movie, because he comes out of the rhino. Oh, shit. All right, well, my last two picks, I'm going to take... I'm going to take Fiji.
Oh, Mr. Resort Boy, taking a shot at Cancun.
I know that it's a resort, but when I was looking at honeymoon stuff, I wanted this so bad. They were way too expensive. But you just stay in, like, a little hut, and they were, like, really nice huts, obviously, because I'm not going to rough it in a hut. But they're, like, right over the water, and it's beautiful, and you have, like, a servant. And I wanted it so bad. Servant? But they were very expensive, and Alexa would not allow me to spend all of our money on it. But one day I will go to Fiji.
You're never going. You have a kid now.
I'm going to Fiji next week.
If you didn't have the kid, your wife,
I'll bring Peyton
the government.
Me and Peyton go to Fiji together.
Oh, God, you and your lavish dreams.
You're going to watch Peyton. Me and Lex are going to go to Fiji.
That's not how that works. No, no. You can't just take all the money you made on the house and go to Fiji.
Exactly what we're going to do. And then with my last pick, I'm going to take Barcelona.
Yeah, that's a good. I didn't have Barcelona. It on my list. That's an interesting one. Tell me about it.
I don't know anything about Barcelona. I know that they have a soccer team.
They do have a soccer team.
I know that it's in Spain. So
that's two for two. That's two for two.
I think it's not the capital. No, it's the capital, right?
Of what? What are we talking about?
Spain. Or is that Madrid?
Oh, it's Madrid, I think. Yeah,
so it's like the second capital, co-capital of Spain. It's really nice there. There's a lot of cool stuff to do, I assume.
Wow, this is good. You put a lot of effort into this research.
Well, as you know, I came home, I ate steak with my bare hands, and then we came down here and I recorded. So this was the best I could do. Justin obviously had a lot more time with his list. And his last pick, hold on a second.
You said it was starred, italicized, and
bolded. It is, but this isn't an international city. It's not a city at all, actually. He picked New Jersey.
I mean, Justin has always had an affinity for smells. He does enjoy a bad smell.
That's why he hangs out with Kevin so often.
So, fuck you. I don't know why we told you to take that shot.
I don't know if he's been watching Sopranos. I don't know what his deal is, but he selected New Jersey. And I think he's told the story driving home from, I want to say we were in Philadelphia. And he was asleep, and he woke up as soon as we entered New Jersey, and he was like, what's that smell? Because it stinks. New Jersey stinks, people. And if you're from New Jersey, I'm sorry, you can't afford to live in New York.
Well, the thing is, if you're from New Jersey and you're listening to this podcast, you probably got the hell out of New Jersey. That's probably what happened. So yeah. Congratulations on that.
One of the stinkiest places I've ever been.
Yeah. I can't really argue that at all. All right, my last pick. So we've been a little bit biased in this draft. We focused a little bit too much on the West. So give me a city in the East. What city, though? I don't know. I've always wanted to go. If you ask me the place that I want to go, there's really only one that I really want to go before I die. And it's Japan. Now, two of those cities are probably, I shouldn't go to those, but maybe because they got blown up in World War II, Christopher.
Oh,
yeah.
Hiroshima
and Nagasaki.
That was the one, I was trying to say Nagasaki, but I couldn't remember it. And I almost said some weird word I almost said Nakatomi, actually. But that's a different thing. That's a plaza.
That is a plaza, yes. And it's not a tower. It's a plaza.
Not a tower, no. Common misconception.
Give me Kyoto. That's supposed to be gorgeous. It's a very beautiful city. It's Kyoto.
Yeah, I did not spell that correctly. K-Y what? O-T-O?
O-T-O.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't actually... I put K-E-I-O-T-O. I was pretty close.
That's not that bad.
I mean, if you're going to go to Japan...
Kyoto, I'm pretty sure that's where the blooming flowers are.
The pink ones?
That bloom? I don't know. They bloom.
They bloom hard, too.
They bloom hard. They bloom long. They bloom soft.
I was just going to say that. They bloom soft. Kyoto. Big fan.
Kyoto.
All right, Kevin, you had the first pick. You took Venice, you took London, Cancun, Abu Dhabi, Sydney, and Kyoto.
Kyoto. So yeah, I like my list. I think I was the only one of us. No, Justin did a pretty good job of finding diverse places. He found a nice old wooden ship. Topa is very concentrated in Europe, per usual. So hopefully people realize, like, hey, Kevin, like, if I'm actually going to choose a
is Iceland in Europe?
Yes, it's in Europe.
I don't think it is. It's above
they were in the, they played in the Euro Cup, fool.
And?
Remember we got all excited about them?
That was the World
Cup. Oh, maybe that was
the
World
Cup. That was the World Cup. I think Iceland is oceanic. I think that they're in the oceanic, bracket of the World Cup.
Oh, Christopher, they're
them and Fiji are both oceanic.
I'm just going to shut up.
I said what I said.
You know they're separated by like 18,000 miles, right? That doesn't mean that they're not
both in the ocean. Well, they're both oceanic regardless of how far apart they are.
You got me.
All right, Justin. You took, via phone, Manitoba, Siberia, Bangkok, the lost city of Atlantis, Troy, Brad Pitt, and New Jersey. I gotta be honest, I don't think this is Justin's best work.
I'm a personal trainer. I work out. I'm better than you, Kevin. I can pick and eat things, and you're fat and stupid and ugly. I'm Justin.
Topa, what do you know? You always lose anyway.
Yeah, I can throw a football really far, and girls think I'm attractive. Ooh, I like it. Ooh,
let me go. I think we might have struck a nerve.
Let me go take a poop without wiping. Yeah.
I think we may have struck a nerve. Kevin's a little jealous that Justin doesn't have to wipe after he poops. I don't know why that was something that he hammered home, but he did.
I hammered home. I brought it up one time.
That was one too many times. I had the third pick. And it was tough picking after Justin. It really was. I got Paris. I got Rome. I got Amsterdam. I got Iceland. Because I can't say that word, but I will put
Rinky
it on the
vink.
Pole. Rinky dink.
Rinky vink. Not Rink, dink.
Reykjavik is what it looks like. R-E-Y-K-J-A-V-I-K. And it's got a bunch of, like, what do you call
accent
those?
Accent marks.
Umlauts.
Umlauts and accent marks.
It's got a thing over the letters. Then I took Fiji and Barcelona. This is a great vacation I've made here.
This is a great vacation.
You'd be happy to go to any one of these places, and that's all that matters, because that's the whole point of this freaking draft.
So this is why your list is disqualified.
Oh, it's disqualified.
I just looked up Rinkyvink. There's not a single umlaut over the Rinkyvinks at all.
Well, that's because you didn't look on the right website.
I'm on Wikipedia. What other sites am I supposed to be on?
Anybody can edit Wikipedia, Kevin.
It's true, but it's
I could
still...
put in that right now. Kevin sucks at Rinkyvink. And you would be like, shit, it's in there. It's true.
Yeah, but they have other parts of the country.
Everyone
marked
will tell
properly.
You that you can't use Wikipedia as a source. And you did. And so you're disqualified, which means Justin wins. Shit.
Watch him win. The fucking Atlantis and Troy picks are going to
get
us.
If he wins, I'm glad this is over.
You know what? If he wins... This will be the first. He'll text us right away. You know it too. You know he'll text us just to brag, little prick.
Anyways, this episode will be out on Thursday. The poll will be up on Friday. As you heard, this is episode 48. We're only doing two more after this. So,
and with the shit show that just happened, I'm sure most of you guys are saying, "Bring back Kyle," and then you two leave.
It's just the Kyle show with my next Kyle, we'll call it. Or totally Kyle.
Yeah, except when he finally says something that he shouldn't say and somebody
and he
comes
doesn't know how to edit, so he's screwed.
Oh my god, they killed Kyle.
Oh boy, don't forget to vote.
I forgot it was Kenny.
It is Kenny. I only, there's three episodes left, guys. If I win all three, I will win more than Kevin. So we can do that.
Let's not let that happen, people.
If Kevin wins all three, he beats Justin. And you guys love Justin. You don't want that to happen. So do the right thing.
We should have an episode where we have Ronnie, Jack, and Kyle all on.
And we just sit in the background quietly.
So potentially that one of them wins, then ties you and bumps you back to last place.
Yeah, we'll just moderate. We'll just sit in the background and keep them going. By the way, Jack's going to win because he'll just fucking tell everyone in the Laps fan to vote for him. Dickhead. I'm canceling my Patreon. That's it.
You're a cheap bastard too. So you're the 316 level. Right?
Yeah, cool. Well, I mean, I'm a Stone Cold guy as evidenced by the draft. If I had the option at 316, Kevin, the episodes are 6 hours long. I don't need them the first day they come out. I'm still not done with the last one. So 316 is actually okay for me.
That's true. Yeah.
I'll be honest. Well, I haven't listened to a Patreon thing since the trial of Vince McMahon, which was probably last summer. And I'm still giving him 316.
Well, I mean, in fairness too, like you can't cancel a subscription once you've started it. That doesn't happen. Nobody cancels subscriptions.
That's true. I pay for
Hulu. It's like deleting an app. Like you just don't do it.
I pay for poor people Hulu still.
So Laps Fan, Wicked Good Everything, Brian's podcast, 90s Court. Those are the three podcasts that we had on the show. We had a couple others that we were working on getting on, but alas, earwax. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody knows what I'm saying.
I think I'll be safe with a nice toffee flavored one.
Oi! I got a bogey flavored one!
Oi! You know what it is? We don't do enough southern shit because I can do that one.
Do a southerner.
Well, I reckon I better pick on these things here.
That's actually not that bad.
It's not bad, right? Alexa hates that voice.
You know what? We're going downstairs now. I'm going downstairs. You're going up.
I'm going to go up. Yeah, we'll meet in the middle.
Yeah.
Goodbye, everyone. For Kevin, I am with my next pick. Goodbye.
Oi! I'm going to go harass Alexa now.
Johnny, what do you reckon? Johnny?
Johnny, I'll do ya. Oh, that was the guy, Topa. Remember we were trying to remember the guy from hockey that used to play for the Blackhawks?
Yes.
Remember, it was Johnny Oduya.
As the late Doc Emrick would say.
Oh, yeah, he's retiring.
Yeah, not dead, by the way, retiring. Yeah. I used late as in retiring, not dead. He's very much alive.
We can talk about this. This podcast is over. We can talk about this in person.
Goodbye, fans.
Bye-bye, fans.